This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
What's the most satisfying revenge you took after a painful breakup? Story one. It wasn't so much about revenge as it was about reclaiming my dignity. After my ex cheated on me, I spent weeks wallowing in sadness. I lost weight, quit my job, and felt like I had nothing left. One day, I was scrolling through my social media and saw that he was publicly flaunting his new relationship. He had the audacity to post pictures of them in places we had once gone, doing things we had shared. That's when it hit me. I wasn't some side character in his life. I deserved more than this. So, I started focusing on me. I joined a gym, picked up hobbies I'd forgotten about, and reconnected with old friends. Slowly, I began feeling like myself again. The real revenge? About 6 months later, he reached out. He admitted to being wrong and told me how amazing I had become. The most satisfying part? I didn't even respond. I was done. Story 2. I'll never forget how he ghosted me after we'd been together for 2 years. Not even a warning, just complete silence. For a while, I thought maybe something terrible happened to him. But when I found out he was seeing someone else a month later, I was devastated. I knew I had to get back at him. It wasn't petty revenge I sought. I didn't want to hurt him physically or emotionally. Instead, I focused on getting into a relationship with someone who treated me the way I deserved. A few months later, I ran into him at a coffee shop. He looked awkward and surprised. And there I was, holding hands with a guy who was so sweet I couldn't stop smiling. It wasn't about making him jealous. It was about showing him that I could do better, that I was better. He never said a word to me. Story 3. My ex had always been a big talker about how much better his new life would be without me. He boasted about how he was going to travel the world and chase his dreams, while I was the anchor holding him back. He even told mutual friends that I was the problem in our relationship. It hurt at first, but I wasn't going to let him get away with it. The revenge was sweet. I didn't argue with him. I just went on living my life. Within months, I got a promotion at work, bought my first car, and even moved into my dream apartment. He saw all of it on social media. And here's the kicker. Not once did I flaunt it. It was all about proving to myself that I could do everything he said I couldn't. When we bumped into each other again, his face was priceless. It wasn't about rubbing it in his face. It was about showing him that I didn't need his validation. I was thriving. Story 4. I was devastated when I found out my ex had been cheating on me for months. I knew the exact person he had been seeing. Someone from his office. The betrayal cut deep, but I knew I had to get back at him in a way that would make him regret everything. So I did the unthinkable. I showed up to his office party with someone else. Someone who wasn't just a date, but my best friend, who was now more than a friend. The look on his face when he saw us walk in together, laughing and holding hands, was priceless. The best part? He tried to approach me, but I waved him off. My revenge wasn't about making him feel bad. It was about showing him I was moving on and thriving without him. Story 5. I was in a relationship with a guy who constantly belittled me. He'd make fun of my career, my hobbies, even my friends. The final straw came when he told me I wasn't ambitious enough and that I was lucky he even stayed with me. After that breakup, I decided I'd do something that would shut him up forever. I worked harder than I ever had before. I pushed myself to be better. Over the next year, I not only got promoted at my job but also published my first book. When he reached out to apologize, I couldn't help but laugh. I was happy in ways I didn't think possible. And when I sent him a screenshot of my book hitting the top charts, I realized that was the most satisfying revenge, proving him wrong in the best possible way. Story 6. I used to think the worst thing someone could do after a breakup was to ghost you. My ex didn't just disappear. He became a master of manipulation. He would send me casual messages after months of silence, pretending he was just checking in, trying to get me back under the guise of friendship.
I fell for it a few times, and each time it left me broken all over again. I knew I had to stop letting him toy with me, but I didn't want to get stuck in some petty cycle of revenge. So I decided to do something that would hurt him. Not physically, but emotionally. I started posting about all the things I was doing without him. I joined a dance class I'd always wanted to take, traveled with friends to places we'd planned on going together, and started dating again. Only this time, I made sure he saw it. The best part? He texted me asking why I hadn't replied to him in weeks. That's when I realized my revenge wasn't just in the things I did. It was in how little I cared about him anymore. The satisfaction came from knowing he couldn't control me anymore. Story 7. We were together for 5 years, and when I found out my boyfriend had been cheating, it felt like my whole world shattered. He'd been sneaky, and when I confronted him, he denied everything, saying I was just insecure. That broke me, but I didn't let him see it. I was determined to get my revenge, but I didn't want to stoop to his level. Instead of confronting him with accusations, I decided to live my life in such a way that made him regret ever thinking I was weak. I started my own business, something I had been dreaming about for years but had always put off. I worked day and night, and within a year, my business was thriving. One day, I ran into him at a local event. He looked at me, and for the first time in ages, I could see the regret in his eyes. He asked me how I had been doing, and I smiled. "Better than ever," I replied. It was the simplest response, but it hit him hard. The revenge wasn't in what I said, but in how far I had come without him. Story 8. After the breakup, I wanted to make my ex regret everything he had done to me. He was the type of guy who thought he was always in control. Always the one making the decisions. He used to tease me about how I was lucky to be with him. It stung then, but after we broke up, I was ready to prove him wrong. Instead of falling apart, I threw myself into getting fit. I didn't just want to look good. I wanted to feel stronger than I ever had. I hired a personal trainer and started running. Within 6 months, I had lost 50 pounds and gained a confidence I never thought I had. It was an empowering journey, but the real revenge came when I saw him at a mutual friend's party. He didn't recognize me at first. When I introduced myself, he stared at me, speechless. He said, "Wow, you've changed." I smiled and replied, "Yeah, for the better." The look of shock on his face was worth every mile I'd run and every drop of sweat. Story 9. There's nothing like the feeling of betrayal when someone you love, someone you've built a life with, decides they want someone else. My ex didn't just leave me for another woman. He left me for a better life, or so he said. He made it clear that I wasn't enough for him, that I was holding him back from reaching his full potential. Instead of falling apart, I chose to build a life that would make him regret ever leaving me. I went back to school and pursued a degree in a field I had always been interested in but was too scared to go after. I moved to a new city, found a job, and began to build my own circle of friends. It wasn't just about revenge, it was about reclaiming my power. The best part came a year later when he sent me a message asking how I was doing. I didn't respond right away. Instead, I sent him a link to an article about me getting my degree and excelling in my career. The silence on his end spoke volumes. I wasn't bitter. I was thriving. Story 10. When I found out my ex had been seeing someone else during our relationship, it was the ultimate slap in the face. He had always made promises of a future together. But when he met someone new, he left me without a second thought. I couldn't understand why I wasn't enough for him, but I knew I had to make him regret it. I didn't take the usual revenge route. I didn't confront him, didn't yell, didn't beg for him to come back. Instead, I took the high road and focused on myself. I started writing. Writing about everything. The good, the bad, and the things that hurt the most. Over time, I wrote a book about betrayal, about love lost, and about healing. I published it and it became a bestseller. The real revenge was in seeing him post on social media about how proud he was of his new girlfriend and how happy he was. The most satisfying part? A few months later, I received an email from him, telling me how much he admired my book and how successful it had become. It was nice to know that while he moved on, I was doing better than he ever could have imagined. Story 11. I had been with my ex for 5 years, and during that time, he would often complain about my career. He'd say that I was too focused on my job and that I didn't give him enough attention. But the truth was, he had a habit of belittling my ambitions and telling me I would never make it to the top. After a painful breakup where he told me I was too driven and too successful for him, I felt devastated, but I wasn't going to let him win. Instead of falling apart, I channeled my pain into my work. I applied for a prestigious role I never thought I'd get. One that was a complete step up from where I was. I worked tirelessly, putting in the hours and focusing on my growth. Within a year, I was promoted and even invited to speak at industry events. It wasn't about showing him I was doing better. It was about showing myself that I could achieve things on my own. The real revenge came when I received an invitation for a reunion dinner with old friends, and there he was. He looked at me with wide eyes, and I could tell he regretted every word he had said. I didn't say anything, just smiled and walked away. My success was louder than anything he could ever say. Story 12. The betrayal still haunts me. My ex and I had been planning to move in together, and everything seemed perfect until I discovered he had been texting his ex behind my back. When I confronted him, he lied through his teeth, pretending nothing was going on. I let it slide, convinced that he would change. But deep down, I knew better. After we broke up, I vowed to never let him have control over me again. My revenge wasn't about anger. It was about regaining my independence. I packed up my things, moved to a new city, and immersed myself in my career. I joined a new company, and within 6 months, I was promoted. I even made new friends who supported me in ways I had never experienced before. The real revenge came when he reached out months later, begging to get back together. He told me how much he regretted everything, but I...
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Had moved on. I was happy. I didn't need him to complete me anymore. I didn't reply. The silence was more powerful than any words could have been. Story 13. We'd been together for 2 years, and my ex constantly talked about his perfect future with me. He said that we'd travel the world together, build a family, and share every milestone. But when the time came to take our relationship to the next level, he suddenly backed out and ghosted me without explanation. At first, I was devastated. I didn't understand why he would do that after all the promises he had made, but I realized quickly that I didn't need him to fulfill my dreams. So, instead of staying stuck in the past, I decided to take matters into my own hands. I signed up for an international volunteer program in a remote village, something I had always wanted to do but had put off because of him. I spent months helping those in need and, in the process, discovered a new sense of purpose. The revenge wasn't about making him feel guilty. It was about showing him that I could create the life he promised me, but without him. When I returned home, he messaged me, asking if we could catch up. I simply replied, "I'm doing better than I ever imagined." Story 14. He was my first love, and I trusted him completely. We had been together for 3 years, but the relationship was far from perfect. He was emotionally distant and often made me feel like I wasn't enough. One day, I found out he had been messaging other women and keeping it secret. It crushed me, but instead of sinking into despair, I decided to take the high road. My revenge didn't come through confrontation. I simply left. I moved into a new apartment, started focusing on my mental health, and found hobbies I had abandoned. I began to exercise, read, and do things that made me feel like I was living for me, not for someone else. Months went by, and I was living the best life I'd had in years. One day, he tried reaching out, apologizing, and asking if we could start over. But I didn't need him anymore. The ultimate revenge was knowing that I had healed and was thriving without him, and I didn't feel the need to prove anything to him anymore. Story 15. When my ex left me for someone else, I felt completely betrayed. We had been together for 5 years, and he'd promised me the world. We had planned a future together, but one day, he casually told me he'd met someone better. That was the last straw. But instead of becoming bitter, I focused on my recovery. I didn't want revenge to consume me. I wanted peace. So I did something I'd never thought I could. I took a solo trip to Europe. I spent 3 months in different countries hiking, exploring new cities, and meeting new people. I ate the food I loved, saw the places I'd always dreamed of, and learned so much about myself along the way. The revenge? It was when I came back home and realized I had grown into someone stronger, someone who didn't need anyone else to define my worth. When I ran into him a year later, he looked at me with awe, seeing how far I had come. I simply said, "I hope you're happy." The satisfaction wasn't in hurting him. It was in seeing how I had outgrown the relationship and come into my own. Story 16. After dating my ex for over 4 years, I thought I knew everything about him. He had this way of making me feel small, telling me I wasn't enough, I wasn't successful enough, or that I wasn't as ambitious as he thought I should be. So when he left me for someone else, I was devastated. But that heartbreak, oddly enough, became my catalyst for change. Instead of wallowing in my misery, I took a deep breath and decided to take control. I moved out of our shared apartment, found a new place, and made a promise to myself. I would build the life he said I couldn't. I started focusing on myself, working out, eating better, learning new skills, and embracing new opportunities. The real revenge wasn't about confronting him or making him regret leaving me. It was about living my best life, not for anyone else, but for me. 6 months later, I was thriving. I had secured a new, high-paying job, and I was traveling the world. One day, I ran into him at a bar, looking just as he always had, unimpressive. He saw me, then stared, mouth agape, as I casually walked past with my new friends. I didn't say a word. The satisfaction? Knowing I had outgrown him, and my happiness had nothing to do with his approval. Story 17. My ex and I had been together for almost 5 years, but it felt like our connection was always off. He'd accuse me of being too needy, of wanting too much attention, while he had a habit of not being emotionally available. One night, he admitted to cheating on me and that he was in love with someone else. I was crushed. But the worst part wasn't that he left me. It was that he didn't even seem sorry. I decided that my revenge wouldn't be a confrontation. Instead, it would be about showing him that I didn't need him to be happy. I took a month off work, went on a solo backpacking trip through Europe, and immersed myself in the culture, the history, and the beauty of places I'd always dreamed of seeing. I spent time reflecting on what had gone wrong in my life and how I could heal. The real satisfaction came when he tried to contact me while I was in Paris. He wanted to apologize and get back together. I didn't respond. Instead, I posted a picture of me standing at the Eiffel Tower, looking happy and at peace. I realized then that the best revenge was not holding on to the past, but walking away from it, far away. Story 18. When my ex walked out on me after 3 years of living together, I thought I would never recover. He was the love of my life, or so I thought. We had plans to move in together, build a family, and grow old side by side. But one day, he dropped the bomb that he was leaving me for someone else. He said I wasn't the right fit for him anymore. The betrayal was excruciating, but I quickly realized that staying angry would only hurt me more. Instead, I started focusing on the one thing he had always said I didn't have enough of: self-worth. I stopped waiting for him to validate me. I worked on healing, learning new things, and reconnecting with friends I had pushed away for the sake of the relationship. The most satisfying revenge wasn't about making him feel guilty. It was about showing myself how strong I could be on my own. Fast forward 6 months. I had a new job, a new apartment, and was surrounded by people who actually cared about me. Then one day, I bumped into him. He looked at me with surprise, clearly seeing how much I had changed. He asked if I was happy, and I simply said, "I am. Thank you for asking." I walked away with my head held high. He never got another word out of me. Story 19. We were together for almost a decade, building a life together with the hopes of marriage and starting a family. But everything changed when I found out that he had been seeing someone else for months behind my back. The betrayal was shocking, and the worst part was that he acted like it was no big deal. He didn't even apologize, just told me he needed space. At first, I was paralyzed by the pain. But after a few weeks, I realized that I didn't want to waste any more energy on him. The ultimate revenge wasn't in making him jealous or trying to break his heart. It was in living the life I had always dreamed of, without him. I sold the house we had bought together and moved to a different city. I started a new job and reconnected with old friends. Slowly but surely, I started to feel like myself again. The real revenge? A year later, I ran into him at a coffee shop. He was with the woman he left me for, but as soon as he saw me, he froze. I was glowing, happy, and successful. I smiled, said hello, and walked out. That was when I knew I had truly moved on, and that was the sweetest revenge of all. Story 20. I had always thought we'd get married one day. After dating for nearly 4 years, I assumed he was the one. But when I found out he had been cheating on me, I felt my entire world crash down. I confronted him and he admitted it, then made excuses about how things just didn't feel right between us anymore. That was the moment I realized he was never going to be the man I thought he was. Instead of getting angry or bitter, I decided to focus on me. I joined a yoga class, traveled to places I had always wanted to visit, and took up hobbies that brought me joy. I worked on improving myself mentally, physically, and emotionally. The true revenge wasn't in making him regret his actions. It was in how much stronger I became after everything. 6 months later, I bumped into him at a mutual friend's gathering. He looked at me with a sense of awe, unable to believe how much I had changed. He asked, "Are you dating anyone?" I smiled and said, "I'm dating myself right now, and that's enough." The revenge was in my independence. I had rebuilt myself, and that was all I ever needed. Story 21. I thought we were happy. We had been together for 3 years and everything seemed perfect. But when I found out he was secretly texting his ex behind my back, I couldn't believe it. He had always been so reassuring, so full of promises about how we would grow old together. But when I confronted him, he acted as though nothing was wrong, saying, "It was just innocent chatting. I knew better." I wasn't going to let him manipulate me. The revenge wasn't in confronting him or causing a scene. It was in reclaiming my life. I focused on myself in ways I had neglected before. I started going to therapy, reconnecting with old friends, and spending more time on my career. Months later, I ran into him at a mutual friend's party. He had this look of guilt on his face when he saw me, probably because he had heard about all the new things I had achieved. I was thriving, traveling, and getting noticed for my work. The best part was when he tried to apologize, but I just smiled and said, "I'm doing great. Thanks for asking." It wasn't about making him feel bad. It was about showing him that I didn't need him to be happy. The revenge wasn't in his regret. It was in my independence. Story 22. I found out that my boyfriend had been lying to me about something big. The night he came home smelling like another woman's perfume. He swore it wasn't what I thought, but when I did some digging, I found the texts, the lies, and the excuses. He wasn't the man I thought I knew. And in that moment, I realized I deserved so much better. Instead of confronting him immediately, I decided to let things play out on my terms. I started to focus on my own personal growth. I went back to school, took on a second job, and began working on a side project I had always wanted to launch. Slowly, I rebuilt my life into something even better than it had been when I was with him. Months later, when I was finally starting to feel like myself again, I bumped into him at a coffee shop. He looked at me with wide eyes, almost as though he didn't recognize the confident, happy woman sitting across from him. The best part? I smiled and told him, "I hope everything works out for you," then walked away. I didn't need to say more. My actions spoke louder than any words could. Story 23. He used to tell me I was too sensitive, that I overreacted about the little things. For years, I believed it. So when he left me for someone else, I thought it was my fault. I thought maybe I wasn't good enough. But as time went on, I realized that I didn't deserve to be treated that way. The real revenge, though, wasn't about getting back at him. It was about making myself stronger. I enrolled in a self-defense class, started taking better care of my body, and began doing things I had never thought possible. I learned how to speak up for myself, how to stand my ground, and how to stop apologizing for who I was. I also took time to heal, spent months traveling, and meeting new people who appreciated me for me. A year later, he reached out. He told me how much he missed me and how he'd realized that he made a huge mistake. But instead of crying or begging him to come back, I simply replied, "I'm better off without you." It wasn't about hurting him. It was about finally realizing I was worthy of love, respect, and happiness. That was the most satisfying revenge. Story 24. We had been through so much together. Years of struggles, dreams, and shared goals. But then he cheated. When I found out, I couldn't believe it. He had always told me that I was the one, that no one else could compare. And yet there he was, betraying me with someone else. The worst part was that he didn't even seem to care. I was just another chapter in his life, easily replaced. I could have lashed out or even tried to get back at him. But I decided to take a different route. I moved into a new apartment and began focusing solely on my own growth. I hired a coach to help me with my personal development and started a blog where I shared my journey through heartbreak and healing. Slowly but surely, I turned my pain into purpose. The real revenge came when I began to get recognition for my blog. It was featured in several publications, and I even started to get invitations to speak at events. He contacted me, asking how I was doing. I sent him a link to one of my most popular posts titled, "How to Heal After Betrayal." The irony? He had nothing to say. I didn't need to say anything to him. My success spoke for itself. Story 25. I had given everything for my ex. We had been together for 7 years, and in that time, I sacrificed so much for him. I put my dreams on hold for his, and I always made excuses for his behavior, thinking he would change. But when he left me for someone else, I realized just how little I meant to him. I knew that revenge wouldn't come through anger or confrontation. It would come through my own success. So I took all the time I had spent on him and channeled it into building the life I always wanted. I started my own business, something I had always dreamed of but never thought I could achieve. Slowly but surely, my business grew, and so did my confidence. About a year after the breakup, he messaged me out of nowhere, telling me he had been following my progress and was impressed by how much I had accomplished. He said he was sorry for everything. I read his message and thought for a moment. Then I simply replied, "Thank you." The real revenge wasn't in my reply, but in knowing that I had built an incredible life without him. Story 26. It was a relationship I had poured my heart into. We were together for 4 years, and for a while it seemed like everything was perfect. But one day, I found out he had been cheating on me with one of my close friends. The betrayal hit me hard, but it also woke me up. I realized I had been so wrapped up in him that I had forgotten to take care of myself. Instead of confronting him right away or falling into a pit of despair, I chose to use the anger as fuel. I started working on myself in ways I never had before. I signed up for a fitness class, focused on my career, and began taking weekend trips to places I had always wanted to visit. 6 months later, I ran into him at a party. He tried to act all cool, but I could see the guilt in his eyes when he saw how much I had changed. I was glowing, confident, and surrounded by friends. I didn't need to say anything to him. The satisfaction came from knowing that the life he had stolen from me had been replaced with something far better, one that he was no longer a part of. Story 27. We had been best friends before we even started dating. Our relationship was built on years of trust and companionship, or so I thought. When I found out he was lying about where he was and who he was seeing, it felt like the foundation of our entire relationship had crumbled in an instant. I was crushed, but I decided to do something different. Instead of engaging in petty revenge or trying to hurt him back, I took time to reflect and grow. I dedicated myself to my career and began taking leadership roles at work, something I had never considered before. I also focused on building a stronger support system of friends who truly cared about me. The most satisfying revenge came 6 months later when he tried to get in touch. He wanted to apologize and work things out. I didn't reply. Instead, I posted about my new promotion on social media and shared a photo of myself on a solo vacation. The silence was golden. I had rebuilt myself without him, and that was my victory. Story 28. We had been inseparable, the kind of couple that everyone admired. We planned everything together, vacations, our careers, even the house we were going to buy. But when he left me for someone else, I was left with nothing but the memories of promises he had made. At first, I was devastated, thinking that I wasn't enough. But then, I realized that I didn't need him to complete me. I dove headfirst into a project I had always put off. A book. I had wanted to write for years but never found the time. Now, with all the free time I suddenly had, I poured my heart and soul into it. I wrote about love, betrayal, and healing. It became my therapy, my outlet for the pain he caused. The real revenge came when my book was published and started gaining attention. I got featured in several major publications, and people began reaching out to me, telling me how much my story had helped them. The satisfaction? Knowing that the very thing he thought I couldn't do without him was now my triumph. He tried to reach out to congratulate me, but I simply blocked him. He didn't deserve to share in my success. Story 29. We were high school sweethearts, and I truly believed we would be together forever. But after 5 years, I found out he had been seeing someone else for months. He was cold and indifferent when I confronted him. It was as if our relationship meant nothing to him, and I was just another phase in his life. I felt heartbroken, humiliated, and betrayed. But instead of sinking into depression or seeking revenge in the form of angry messages or confrontations, I decided to take control of my life. I applied to a prestigious university that I had once thought was out of reach and poured everything I had into my studies. I also joined a community volunteer program and began traveling to new places. The best part came when I received an acceptance letter to the university of my dreams. I made sure to send him a photo of me holding the letter, with a simple caption, "I guess I wasn't the problem after all." He tried to contact me, but I never responded. The satisfaction was knowing that I had moved on and accomplished things that proved I didn't need him to build my future. Story 30. We had been together for 3 years, and I thought I knew him inside out. But when I found out he was cheating, everything changed. He had been going behind my back for months, and when I confronted him, he didn't even seem sorry. He tried to blame me, telling me I was too busy with work and didn't give him enough attention. It was the ultimate insult. Instead of engaging in a fight, I chose to focus on my own growth. I signed up for a fitness competition that I had always been too afraid to enter and worked tirelessly to prepare. I also started an online blog, sharing my journey and offering advice to others going through similar heartbreak. It became a source of strength for me, and I felt more empowered than ever. Months later, I saw him at a mutual friend's party. He came up to me, looking nervous, and said, "You've changed." I smiled and replied, "I've become the person I was always meant to be." The best revenge wasn't in the words I spoke. It was in how much I had grown and how little he mattered in my life anymore. Story 31. We were together for almost 4 years, and I truly thought we would end up getting married. But then, I discovered he had been talking to multiple women behind my back, sending them flirtatious messages and planning to meet up with them. When I confronted him, he denied everything, but the evidence was clear. He was a liar, and my trust in him shattered in an instant. At first, I wanted to confront him and demand an apology. But instead of allowing him to control my emotions, I decided to turn the situation into something that would make me stronger. I put my energy into something I had always wanted to do but never had the courage to pursue, painting. I signed up for art classes, even though I had never considered myself talented. Slowly, I began to find solace in creating. Months later, my art teacher encouraged me to showcase my work at a local gallery. I did, and to my surprise, one of my paintings sold for a substantial amount. The real revenge wasn't in what I said to him. It was in seeing how far I had come. When I ran into him a year later, he asked if I was happy. I looked at him and said, "I'm thriving." The satisfaction? I had built a life for myself that didn't rely on him or his validation. Story 32. It was my first serious relationship, and for the most part, everything was great. But eventually, the cracks started to show. He became distant, stopped putting effort into the relationship, and even started hanging out with his ex again, saying they were just friends. One day, I found out he had been secretly texting her for months, and that was the breaking point. Instead of confronting him or seeking petty revenge, I decided that my time would be better spent making myself a priority. I started going to therapy, something I had always dismissed as unnecessary, and began working through my insecurities. I focused on my health, not for him, but for me. I began running and doing yoga, and my confidence started to grow. The most satisfying revenge came when he texted me a year later, apologizing for everything and saying he regretted how things ended. I didn't even need to reply. I was living my best life, stronger, happier, and more self-assured than ever. I realized then that I had moved on and become the person he never saw me as. The revenge was in my growth. Story 33. When he broke up with me, I felt blindsided. We had been living together, planning our future, and everything seemed perfect until I found out he was seeing someone else behind my back. He didn't even have the decency to end things respectfully. Instead, he gave me a half-hearted apology, said it was complicated, and walked away, leaving me to pick up the pieces of my broken heart. But instead of staying stuck in the past, I took a step back and reassessed what I wanted in life. I had spent so many years focused on our relationship that I had lost sight of who I was. So, I started rebuilding myself, one step at a time. I went back to school to finish my degree, something I had put off for years, and I started networking in my field. The real revenge came a year later when I landed my dream job, one I had only dared to imagine when I was with him. When I ran into him at a coffee shop, he looked at me with a mix of surprise and regret. "I see you're doing well," he said. I smiled. "I'm doing better than I ever thought possible." The satisfaction? Seeing how much further I had come without him. Story 34. We had been through everything together. When we started dating, I was young and naive, but he seemed to understand me in a way no one else did. However, over time, I began to realize that he had a pattern of manipulating me, making me feel guilty for things I hadn't even done, and controlling how I spent my time. He made me doubt myself constantly, and the relationship became toxic. When I found out he had been emotionally cheating on me with someone else, I knew it was time to let go. But instead of falling into the same patterns of self-doubt, I decided to focus on my self-worth. I joined a support group and surrounded myself with people who lifted me up rather than tearing me down. I also picked up meditation and started focusing on my mental health. Months later, I went on a solo trip to an island I had always wanted to visit. I felt free in a way I hadn't in years. While I was there, I received a message from him. He wanted to know how I was. I didn't reply. The most satisfying revenge wasn't in holding on to anger. It was in the peace I had found within myself. I realized that walking away had been the best decision I could make. Story 35. He used to tell me how lucky he was to have me in his life, how I was his perfect match. But when things got tough, He didn't want to fight for our relationship. Instead, he distanced himself, and then one day he left, saying that we just weren't right for each other. It crushed me, but I didn't let it define me. The revenge wasn't in trying to make him regret it or wishing ill upon him. I wanted to show myself that I could be happy and whole without him. So, I took a different approach. I decided to travel. I had always wanted to go to Europe, but had put it off because of work and personal commitments. So I booked a solo trip, packed my bags, and went to places I had dreamed of for years. The real revenge came when I returned home, full of stories, memories, and experiences I wouldn't have had if I had stayed in that relationship. I bumped into him a few months later at a mutual friend's wedding. He looked at me with awe as I shared stories from my travels. The satisfaction came from realizing that I had become the version of myself I had always wanted to be. The revenge wasn't in any confrontation. It was in how I had chosen to thrive in my own life. Story 36. I spent 5 years with him thinking we were building something real. He was charming, always making promises about a future together, marriage, kids, and even buying a house. But the moment I found out that he had been hiding an entire relationship with someone else, I was blindsided. Not only had he been seeing her behind my back, but he also had the nerve to tell me it was my fault for being too busy with my career. The betrayal was brutal, but the worst part was realizing that I had been living in a dream world. Instead of sinking into bitterness or trying to get back at him, I decided to focus on something that had always been pushed aside, my passion for music. I enrolled in guitar lessons and spent every free moment writing songs. Months later, I was invited to perform at a local open mic night. My first performance was terrifying, but as I played, I realized I had found something more fulfilling than I ever imagined. The most satisfying part? The song I wrote was about strength and independence, exactly what I gained after walking away from him. When he reached out months later, asking if we could talk, I simply replied, "I'm not the person you knew. I'm better." Story 37. Our relationship had been full of ups and downs, but we always managed to patch things up. Or so I thought. When he decided he wanted a break, I agreed, hoping he'd come back to his senses. But during our time apart, I found out that he had moved in with another woman, just a few weeks after telling me he needed space. I felt betrayed, hurt, and angry. But I also felt a strange sense of relief. I realized that I had been holding on to someone who wasn't really there. Instead of focusing on anger, I put that energy into doing something I'd always dreamed of. I started my own online business. It wasn't easy, and there were countless nights of hard work, but over time, it began to grow. I found my purpose, and I no longer felt the need to rely on anyone for validation. A year later, I bumped into him at a mutual friend's gathering. He looked at me in shock when I told him about the success I had built on my own. "You did all that by yourself?" he asked, almost incredulously. I smiled and replied, "Yes, I did. And I'm better off for it." The real revenge wasn't in my words. It was in the life I had created without him. Story 38. He was my best friend before we became lovers. We shared everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But after he cheated on me with someone we both knew, the trust between us was shattered beyond repair. I couldn't understand how someone who had seen me at my most vulnerable could betray me so completely. But I didn't want to waste any more time crying over someone who clearly didn't value me. Instead of taking the obvious route and trying to get revenge, I focused on bettering myself. I got into meditation, began reading books on personal growth, and even took up rock climbing, something I'd always been too scared to try. Over the next few months, I learned to rediscover myself, to be at peace with who I was without needing anyone else to complete me. A year later, I ran into him at a mutual friend's wedding. He looked at me with disbelief, and I could see that he had realized what a mistake he had made. I didn't need to say anything. I simply smiled, wished him well, and walked away. The satisfaction came from knowing I had found my strength, not by trying to hurt him, but by healing myself. Story 39. I thought he was the one. We had been together for years, planning a future and making countless memories. But when I found out that he had been secretly seeing someone else, it was like a switch flipped. The person I thought I knew was nothing more than a stranger. Instead of confronting him or sinking into despair, I made the decision to invest in something that I had always neglected, my own happiness. I started taking weekend trips to explore new places, something I had always wanted to do but had put off for him. I also began cooking more and experimenting with recipes I had never tried before. As I began to reconnect with my passions, I realized just how much I had given up for him, and I vowed to never lose myself in someone else again. The real revenge came months later when he reached out, asking if we could meet and talk. I agreed to meet him, but when he sat down and began to apologize, I simply told him that I had moved on and was happy. He looked shocked, but I didn't feel any bitterness. I had found peace. and that was all that mattered. Story 40. We had been together since high school, and everyone thought we were the perfect couple. But after years of loyalty and commitment, I discovered that he had been cheating on me with someone I considered a close friend. The betrayal felt like a knife in my chest, and the anger bubbled up inside me. But instead of allowing that anger to consume me, I decided to turn it into something positive. I went back to school and focused on my education, something I had put on hold for him. I also started volunteering at a local animal shelter, a place I had always loved but had never made the time to visit. As I spent more time helping animals in need, I began to feel fulfilled in ways I hadn't in years. The most satisfying revenge came when I completed my degree and started working in my dream field. I ran into him at a mutual friend's event, and he looked at me like I was a stranger. He asked if I had forgiven him, and I simply replied, "I don't need to. I'm better off without you." The satisfaction wasn't in holding on to resentment. It was in seeing how far I had come on my own. Story 41. I had been in a relationship with him for almost 3 years. In the beginning, everything was perfect. He was the kind of guy who seemed to be always there for me, always supporting my dreams and ambitions. But over time, I began to realize that the support he was offering was more like manipulation. He would belittle my achievements, making me doubt my self-worth. Slowly, he started isolating me from my friends, making me think that I only needed him. The moment I found out he had been seeing someone else, I was devastated. But I quickly realized that I didn't need his approval to feel valuable. Instead of lashing out at him or sinking into depression, I took action. I focused on everything I had pushed aside during our time together: my career, my health, and my happiness. I enrolled in a yoga retreat, something I had always wanted to do, and took a solo trip to a place I'd dreamt of visiting. The real revenge came when I received an award for a project I had been working on for months. It wasn't just about the award, it was about proving to myself that I could accomplish everything I set my mind to. When he reached out to me a year later, asking if we could meet, I smiled and told him, "I'm doing better than I ever was with you." The satisfaction came from knowing that I didn't need him to build the life I wanted. Story 42. We had been inseparable for 5 years. We did everything together: work, vacations, even planned our future. He was my best friend and partner, or so I thought. One day, I found out he had been secretly texting his ex-girlfriend, making plans to meet up with her, and even lying to me about it. The moment I confronted him, he denied it and told me I was overreacting. That was when I realized the person I thought I knew wasn't the man I thought he was. Instead of trying to get back at him, I decided to do something for myself, something I had always wanted to do but had put off for him. I enrolled in a creative writing course, something I had been passionate about but never thought I could pursue. I started writing again, putting my emotions on paper and transforming my pain into art. Over time, my writing gained attention and I started a blog that gained a following. The real revenge wasn't in trying to make him regret leaving me. It was in the life I built for myself, a life I had never imagined I could have. A year later, when I ran into him, he looked at me with surprise. "You've changed," he said. I smiled and replied, "For the better." The satisfaction came from seeing how far I had come without him. Story 43. When I discovered my boyfriend had been secretly talking to other women, it shattered everything I had believed about our relationship. He tried to justify it by saying it didn't mean anything, but I knew better. The moment I found out, I felt like everything we'd built was a lie. I was devastated, but I wasn't going to let that destroy me. Instead of confronting him in anger, I decided to focus on something that had always been on the back burner: my health. I started going to the gym regularly, cooking healthy meals, and learning how to care for my body. I also began taking classes in graphic design, something I had always been passionate about but had never had the time to explore. Months later, I received my first freelance design job. It wasn't just about the work, it was about reclaiming my independence and proving to myself that I could build a life for me, without relying on anyone else. When he reached out to apologize, I simply told him, "I'm doing fine." The revenge wasn't in holding on to anger, it was in the peace I had found within myself. Story 44. Our relationship had been a whirlwind. We met, fell in love quickly, and soon, everything was about us. But after 2 years, I began to see the cracks. He would constantly tell me how lucky I was to be with him, how he was the best I would ever get. When I found out he had been seeing someone else, it felt like a punch in the gut. He didn't apologize. He told me I was too much and that he needed someone more easygoing. Instead of sinking into despair or seeking revenge by hurting him, I decided to focus on one thing: showing him how wrong he was. I worked harder than ever on my career, began taking up new hobbies, and focused on my mental health. I joined a painting class, something I had always wanted to do but never found the time for. The healing came through creativity and expression. A year later, I had made so many improvements in my life, both professionally and personally. I had also started dating again, and I was happy. When he messaged me asking if we could talk, I told him that I was doing just fine without him. The satisfaction wasn't in the message. It was in seeing how far I had come. Story 45. When he left me for someone else, I didn't understand why. We had been together for 3 years, and everything had seemed fine until he started pulling away. One day, he confessed he was seeing someone else, and that was the end. He said, "I'm sorry, but I think I've fallen out of love with you." I was devastated, but rather than letting that defeat me, I decided to focus on healing in my own way. I started seeing a therapist, something I had put off for years, and began to explore parts of myself that I had neglected. I also started writing, a passion I had left behind when I became involved with him. I spent months focusing on myself, rediscovering what made me happy, and letting go of the need for his approval. The real revenge came when I began to see the growth in myself. I started a blog where I shared my experiences, and soon it gained traction. A year later, my blog was featured in a major publication. When he reached out to congratulate me, I simply said, "Thank you, but I don't need your validation anymore." The satisfaction came from knowing I had accomplished something incredible on my own. Story 46. We had been dating for almost a year when I realized he was keeping secrets from me. At first, it was small things, like not responding to my texts for hours or canceling plans last minute, but it started adding up. Eventually, I found out that he had been seeing someone else behind my back. When I confronted him, he admitted it without hesitation, saying it just happened and that it didn't mean anything. I was crushed, but instead of confronting him with anger, I decided to take a different approach. I knew I had to move on, and the best way to do that was to focus on my own growth. I enrolled in a cooking class, something I had always wanted to do, and began to take better care of myself both mentally and physically. I started reading self-improvement books, joining groups that supported my passions, and traveling to places that made me feel alive. The real revenge came when I ran into him a few months later. I was surrounded by new friends, and I had just come back from a solo trip to Paris. I looked at him, smiled, and said, "I'm doing amazing." I didn't need to say anything more. The satisfaction came from knowing I had moved on and found happiness without him. Story 47. We had a long-distance relationship for 2 years, and during that time, he promised me he would never cheat. But when I found out he had been talking to multiple women behind my back, I was beyond devastated. He tried to convince me that it wasn't serious, but I knew the truth. The betrayal was painful, and for a while I felt lost and unsure of who I could trust. But then I realized I was letting him have too much power.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Or over me. Instead of focusing on the hurt, I decided to take back control. I started working on a passion project that had been on my mind for years, opening my own online store. I spent months learning about e-commerce, building my brand, and creating a business plan. Slowly, I watched my project grow, and with each step, I became more confident. The real revenge wasn't about confronting him or making him regret what he did. It was about building something I could be proud of. 6 months later, I was making money from my store, and he reached out saying he missed me. I simply replied, "I'm too busy with my new business." The satisfaction came from knowing I had done something great without him.